brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is Monday. Thank you so much for joining us on this 10th day of July, 2006. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Clara Halper, who lives up in Piscataway, New Jersey, who's having their $70-plus million valued land taken, and the way it looks, they'll have to pay the government for the pleasure of them stealing it from them. No, they didn't pay their back taxes. The government wants it to build luxury facilities on, and they don't want to pay for it. That is the private interest that fund and control the Piscataway government don't want to. She'll be joining us coming up in 30 minutes, and in roughly 3 hours, the sheriff's deputies with, quote, armed security will be there to throw them off the land they've had since the early 1920s, 80-plus years. You see, when you hear about eminent domain for private interest, it doesn't just mean that they take your property. They don't pay you for it, and most often, so you can't defend yourself, they go ahead and slap some type of civil penalties on you to actually put you into the pauper house. Very sickening, right out in the open, and I see these articles every single week. It gets crazier and more egregious, and that's your government. See, when the government starts wearing black masks and black uniforms and driving around in black armored vehicles and putting cameras up everywhere, that's not to keep you safe. That's to make sure when they take everything you've got, you put up with it and learn to say thank you. All right, so we're all going to be good little third world slaves. The American Union just thought you might want to know that, unless we stand up and say no to these criminals now in control of state, federal, and local government, international government. Other huge news today, this is the Reuters headline, ladies and gentlemen. I have another AP headline, very similar. Japan considers strike against North Korea. Yes, and the report goes on to say that the head of the cabinet, as well as the prime minister and many others, are saying they may have to go ahead and strike North Korea, but then the international media says, but Japan, you don't have any weapons. If you believe that... If you believe that, I've got a bridge I want to sell you. Japan has hundreds of known secret facilities. Lord knows how many others. It's been well known for at least 5 years. They have covert thermal nuclear arsenals. And I'm going to get into North Korea, run by that complete psychopath, Kim Jong-il. We're going to talk about that in the 10 missile test of last week, now escalating into the stratosphere. Bush is in trouble, even with some of his lapdogs in the Congress, for keeping intelligence programs even secret from intelligence chairmen in the House and Senate. Of course, that's only the tip of the iceberg, but we'll be getting into that report as well. As soon as we get back into the next segment, I will first plunge into the North Korea slash Japan, slash China, Pakistan. I mean, the whole region is being plunged into a war fever, war hysteria, war psychosis. Very, very dangerous. See, we're all busy watching the Middle East for a powder keg to go off there, and it may just be Asia, the Orient. Here's another AP headline. 5 USGIs charged in Iraq rape slay case. The neocons have been busy on the radio and TV saying none of this exists. I guess this headline then isn't true either. 2 Fresno College athletes arrested in rape of 11-year-old girl. I mean, if people say support the troops in rape, why not? Well, the football players are like our troops, support them too. We're America. We can't do nothing wrong. This is the basic attitude that we see. All right, there is just so much news. We're going to get into all of it today. Greg Palast, the start of the next hour, joins us from Mexico City. He's been down there since last week covering the ongoing bizarre elections, the disputed elections there. Now, suddenly, all over the world, there's disputed elections. What's behind it? We'll cover it. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
North Korea is run by a psychopathic demon. China and Russia have been feeding the creature, literally and figuratively, supplies, weaponry, for over a half century. Feeding the creature's father, the hereditary dictator Kim Jong-il. When China every week sends in giant trainloads of grain and fuel oil to North Korea, North Korea routinely robs the trains themselves and simply doesn't send the trains back. Even socialist doctors, aid workers who go over there believing in the regime have come out and written editorials about what they witnessed. The ruling class in North Korea, like all ruling classes throughout history that become decadent and inbred, live in cloistered internal sections of cities and towns that are more lavish than the fanciest areas of the Hollywood Hills or New York City. They eat Colby beef. They have huge shopping malls. They live in luxury. They have servants, private masseuses. They drive around in armored limos. Meanwhile, the general public is starving to death. The population of North Korea in the last decade, by their own reckoning, has gone down by 3 million people. They literally have concentration death camps, slave work camps all over the country. And our government has been busy arming them. Donald Rumsfeld in 96, as the chairman of ABB, the Swiss company, transferred the nuclear reactors to them that could be directly used to produce atomic bombs and then, of course, hydrogen weapons as well, thermonuclear devices. Back in 2000, a dummy test missile was fired. This is confirmed. It's been in the Japanese and South Korean newspapers. That actually hit Alaska, a dummy missile that is broken up pieces of it. It broke up on reentry, did hit Alaska. Our media kept that quiet because how can you attack Iraq when they've done nothing wrong to you? Or how can you invade Iran when a real psychopath who lives in a seven-story pleasure palace is attacking you with missiles? He's fired missiles that have plunged into the coastal areas, coastlines of Japan. He has fired missiles. The last missile he fired was aimed at Hawaii and, of course, blew up before it left the atmosphere. But we can't even believe our media because they've lied in the past. Now there's reports that nine other missiles were fired, and we don't know what happened with those. And the globalists respect North Korea. It's run by a psychopath like them. He's totally degenerate. He's a total scumbag. He's of the same ilk, the same spirit, and they don't know what to do with him. They're not a pushover like Iran or Iraq. I remember a decade ago reading about Kim Jong-il, who will hijack South Korean airliners or hijack other planes. His agents will be on board planes. They will hijack them. Because he has his secret police tracking Asian movie stars that he wants to rape and murder and, you know, torture to death. And then 2 years ago, I saw him in Newsweek magazine. He apologized for all the people they'd kidnapped. I mean, I'm not kidding. It's this little dwarf demon, the son of his father, the dictator, who lives in a seven-story armored pleasure palace, who literally rapes and tortures people to death. He admits it. You understand? This is what government is. This is what it turns into. Throughout history, if you let government go wild, you let it get total control, you may have a mild, soft dictator in charge, but his underlings in a dictatorial system where there isn't a separation of powers. You see, our founding fathers knew government was corrupt and evil and dangerous, so they created separation of powers. That way, the Congress was always divided, fighting against itself, fighting against the executive and the legislative, and then those two groups were intermittently fighting with the judicial, the courts. Then you had the 50 states, you had the senators appointed by the elected legislatures of the states, so you also had a lot of state power and influence and veto power within the federal government, weakening its control. Now that's all been erased. We have the president announcing dictatorial centralized powers. And let's say George Bush is a wonderful guy. Then we get another president down the road, and they're a little worse. And then, of course, Bush is bad. People he represents are totally ruthless. But let's just, for the sake of argument, say everything's fine. Let's just give the government centralized dictatorial power. It will, it always does throughout history, inexorably, lead to Neros, to Caligulas, to Montezumas, to Nebuchadnezzars, to these type of individuals who are busy strangling and raping people morning, noon, and night and running around mass slaughtering their neighbors and enslaving their own population because it's their evil nature. The wicked decisions they had to make, the things they had to do to get into power, the terror they had to use to control their minions and their servants to maintain that control, a normal person couldn't function. A normal person would break down. A normal person has morals and a compass and cannot carry out this type of evil. But the very individuals that can don't just not have a conscience, they enjoy it. Why does Kim Jong-il hijack planes and kidnap women so he can rape them and torture them and slit their throats? Because he can. Because he's had it all since he was a little kid. He's a spoiled, rotten punk. He's an absolute piece of trash. There's no debating that. And this is what he does, because he likes to. He's a psychopath. He's a hardcore killer. And that's what government is when the people don't control it. That's what government becomes when there aren't separations of powers. Our founding fathers told us. It's in the debate. It's in the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers. Our entire government is set up for gridlock. Our entire government is designed so you don't get dictators or plutocracies or evil elites in control. Because even if somebody who wants to be a dictator becomes president, there are so many speed humps, so many safety valves, so many barriers to that, that they cannot affect a dictatorship and then carry these type of things out. Our founding fathers were historians. That was the entertainment of the day, was reading history, knowing history. On average, they spoke three languages. You look at Americans today, we are the complete opposite, on average, of our founders. And we are going into very serious tyranny right now. Worldwide, we have inbred, decadent, corrupt elites that are in control. And their predecessors were corrupt and wicked. We've been into this very dark area of the cycle for a long time, but at least they were hard working. We're now entering a cycle where the global elite is extremely decadent. They are the children of the children of the children of elites that seize control of Europe, the U.S., and much of the planet. And they are not working as hard as they did in the past, and things are breaking down. They are rattling. They are smoking. They are sputtering. There are serious cracks in the facade at every level. And the biggest indicator of that is, in the past, the thieving and consolidation was controlled. Now it's pell-mell. It's helter-skelter. It's Katie bar the door, wild land stealing, child grabbing, poisons in the vaccines, the food, the water, eviscerating the Constitution, openly saying international courts control the Supreme Court, openly announcing American unions, openly announcing they're going to take all the major roads and turn them into huge international toll roads for international regional taxation. In the past, if 97% of the people were against something, it didn't happen. Now the politicians just giggle and snicker as they race to put in their CIA-controlled voting machines. And the good news is a lot of Americans have been decadent, inebriated with entertainment and drugs, stupor, but now they're beginning to feel the heat and there is an awakening taking place, the sleeping giant. Though it's not the sleeping giant it was in the past. It's an obese, slovenly, cross-eyed creature. But still, we can throw the elite off to some extent. So I'm at a loss for words trying to figure out where this is all going or what's going to happen. Elites throughout history always miscalculate. They always start wars they can't get out of. Their yes men just keep saying yes, yes, yes until the end. And I see nothing but global meltdown and calamity in our future. And I hate to be negative. I hate to sit here and say it. It's just a fact. The elite is badly coordinated now. They are completely out of control. And it's going to be the roughest on the American people, the people of the planet, at the grassroots level. Just the average families out there, the average workers out there. You are in for a really bad road, and that includes myself. We're in this together. We're in this together. Conservatives are finally starting to wake up that Bush is not a conservative. I mean, again, there's some silver lining to this. These giant thunderheads that are above us, but I spent a lot of time this weekend just thinking and researching and analyzing and trying to crack the code of what's going on, and I just come to one overriding factor. The elite have rationalized away their loss of control as if it's their maximum order out of chaos, but I think they realize in the final equation they truly have lost control of so many sectors of society. They have been so busy trying to enforce and enslave the average person that their own systems, their own governmental fulcrums are just spinning out of control. We'll come back and into Japan consider strike against North Korea and a bunch of other news. Horrible land grabbing in Piscataway, New Jersey. The websites are InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, and InfoWars.net. Be sure and check them out today.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Falling.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. So Japan has had North Korea for years threatening to nuke them for absolutely no reason. North Korea, run by the psychopathic hereditary dictator, is constantly blackmailing the region. It's escalated a huge arms race. Pakistan, India, China, now Japan is saying that they have been quietly arming, secretly starting 5 years ago that I learned of it, now more publicly. Japan considered a strike against North Korea. Japan said Monday it was considering whether a preemptive strike on North Korea's missile bases would violate its constitution, signaling a hardening stance ahead of a possible UN Security Council vote on Tokyo's proposal for sanctions against the regime. Japan was badly rattled by North Korea's missile test last week, and several government officials openly discussed whether the country ought to take steps to better defend itself, including setting up the legal framework to allow Tokyo to launch a preemptive strike against North Korean missiles. Quote, "If we accept that there is no other option to prevent an attack, there is the view that attacking the launch base of the guided missiles is within the constitutional right of self-defense. We need to deepen discussion," Chief Cabinet Secretary Shinzo Abe said. Japan's constitution currently bars use of military force in settling international disputes and prohibits Japan from maintaining a military force for warfare. Tokyo has interpreted that to mean that it can have armed forces to protect itself, allowing the existence of a 240,000-strong self-defense force. Now, as you know, Japan is the most technological country in the world, that is for, quote, peaceful economic development, but they, again, have been covertly, all the evidence is they're developing nuclear weapons, and even Jane's Weapons Quarterly has been reporting on that for many years. And a lot of people out there are ignorant to exactly what North Korea has been doing. It's one thing if you fire a missile out into the Atlantic Ocean or you fire it out into the Pacific Ocean thousands of miles from land. North Korea targets countries. North Korea has fired missiles at Japan that, again, in one case plunged 1 mile off their coastline. What was that, like 6 years ago? And then again, what, 3 years ago? North Korea, again, fired a missile back in 2000 that hit Alaska. It broke up on reentry into the atmosphere, but pieces of it were picked up in Alaska. So we've been hit by missile fragments by the psychopath Kim Jong-il. At the very same time, they just fired a missile at Hawaii. They admit that that's where the trajectory was going, and it blew up before it left the atmosphere. And I find it very, very interesting to know that some of the chemical laser 747s that can fire from 300 to 400 miles away were deployed, quote, for drills when this happened. There were also large battle cruisers that have chemical lasers on them floating around at the very time. And I believe from the preliminary evidence, from the evidence we have, it is most likely, we cannot confirm this, that chemical lasers were used to blow up those missiles. And I say good. Now, this confuses a lot of people. Well, Alex, the neocons say North Korea is bad. Well, the even a blind pig finds an acorn occasionally. Even broken clocks are right twice a day. That's the whole point here. Why did we invade Iraq? Why did we invade Afghanistan? Clearly no involvement in 9/11. No debating Iraq was not involved. When we have North Korea threatening us. Meanwhile, our government has helped arm, through AQCon Laboratories, Pakistan, who conservatively has 40 hydrogen bomb warheads on top of medium-range missiles that can hit parts of the U.S., and their missiles are good. India, they just signed a deal, what, 2 months ago, Bush was over there, to build unlimited nuclear weapons, and they've already got over 100. Israel's got between 400 and 600. Of course, South Africa has them. A bunch of other countries have them. If you don't think the Swiss have them, again, I got a bridge I want to sell you. The former Eastern Bloc's got them. None of that's a threat, though, see? None of that's a threat. The threat is Iran, who won't have an A-bomb if left alone for another 9 years. That's right, it's been a year, so now it's not 10, it's 9. We'll be right back with land grabbing here in North Korea, America. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We talked to Clara Halper on Friday. She's in Piscataway, New Jersey. We talked to her again this morning. She was scheduled to be joining us right now, but she's in crisis every time we talk to her. She's not answering any one of her three phones, two cell phones, or her home phone, her. But she is scheduled to join us sometime in the next 2.5 hours, but we will get her on. She's there at her home right now, about to face armed force by the armed sheriff's department and, quote, private security, was what she told us on Friday, to come into their 75 acres that they have had since 1922. It is an organic farm. Valued on the tax rolls, conservatively, they could sell it right now for $75 million. Land in that area is going for about $1 million an acre. It is right in the middle of a major development zone. The city openly says that they're taking it for environmental reasons, to have it be an environmental preserve, but that they have the right to allow it for development. Big developers have been trying to get it for years. The family doesn't want to sell. I know most Americans would have sold years ago, but they like their family property, their organic farm, and their horseback riding club that they have there. And it's always the same story. Even before I got her on and I just read a few news articles, I could guess and fill in the blanks, and I said, let me guess, and she said, yes, that's exactly what's happening. Because they have a program. This is what state, local, federal government does. We know it's always the same thing. Not only do they refuse to pay them anything for land openly valued on the tax rolls at $70-plus million, no. But they're claiming that it is an environmental dump because of the organic farming and the horse manure. And so they're going to have to pay $4.5 million after the government takes their property. And they don't have $4.5 million. So you're going to pay us for us to steal your land. You see, that's what happened in New London, Connecticut. That was in the local papers, but never on the national news. Remember last year we interviewed homeowner after homeowner after homeowner, some people living in the same houses four generations. And these are middle-class people, doctors, lawyers, software engineers. And I always make that point because they've been stealing poor people's land and homes for forever. But you take New Orleans. They sent in the armed military into the high-and-dry multi-million-dollar home area. I mean, some of these houses are valued over $10 million. Some of these things look like courthouses or, you know, the big Greek pillars. They went in there first to take the guns. You see, the government knows that it's at the precedent. They're going after wealthy, middle-class people now, setting the precedent that even if you've got money, you can't fight us. Western Seafood, Freeport, Texas, same story. And they come in and they say, in New London, they say, again, I keep using that one specific case that we like to talk about. There's so many others. Okay, on the tax rolls, your house is valued over $300,000. You could probably end up selling it for $400,000, $500,000, getting even more than what the tax rolls say, but we're going to give you $63,000. And that was the offer in 99. Since you've been fighting us for 6 years, we say your house is condemned and you owe us back taxes for 6 years. And so calculating the back taxes at $40,000 and the on and on and on, you end up owing us this much. So, see, they come to you and they say, we'll give you pennies on the dollar if you submit and sell right now. But if you don't, we're going to charge you, we're going to cook something up, and you're going to end up owing us money. And they do that to teach lessons, but more importantly, they do it so you're financially destroyed so you can't defend yourself and sue them and go after them. Or they can do what's happened in Kentucky and Wisconsin and Texas and California and Oregon, where I've confirmed these cases, that when you fight them and you sue them, they arrest you under terrorism charges, calling it, quote, paper terrorism. And if you're doubting me, I have mainstream news articles where they do that. They're taking a vet in a wheelchair's 44 acres in a key development zone that's worth millions. They refuse to pay it. He finds out that the city official that's taking the land's wife is going to be getting the property. This was in Wisconsin. This was even in the newspaper, by the way. But no one got in trouble. That's the thing. They just report on it, and then no one gets in trouble. And so he sues them over conflict of interest, and they come and arrest him, and he's given 5 years in prison, and the state attorney general who prosecutes it for the locals, who it turned out was also involved in the land grabbing, says, I wish we could get life, but at least we got 5 years. This man is a terrorist. That's paraphrasing. He said, this man is a terrorist. I wish I could get life. Suing public officials is not acceptable. I remember that exact quote. It is, what do you mean? It's our total right. See, first government starts saying you can't sue us. And people go look at the law, the case history, the precedent. Yes, you can. When you step outside the bounds of your office and engage in criminal activity and corrupt activity, you're totally wide open. But now they control the police. The cop doesn't know his head from a hole in the ground. They just follow orders. And they just march out and they take you to jail. And they tell the jury it's terrorism to sue them. And the jury says, put that man in jail. This is the new America. And listen, you heard Ron Paul on with us Friday, Congressman. He agreed. I gave these examples. He said, it's like it's a wild going to seed. Everything's exponentially doubling in its severity every year. It's getting more egregious by the millisecond. In fact, folks, stuff's getting so ridiculous that when I get up here on air every day, I feel like a liar. You ever, you know, told somebody the truth, told somebody about something that happened, but it sounds so wild, you feel like it can't be true? I mean, I'm even in denial myself. I can't believe this is happening. This is scary. When I get up here on air, when I post on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, New York Daily News articles and other major papers out of New York that they take little children and who are totally healthy. CPS takes them from their family. This is just a few cases that have gotten a lot of attention, so I focus on those. It's happening everywhere. And they take them and they feed them pesticide. And in a two-week period, the little boy, in one case, 8 years old, goes from being happy, playing basketball, athletic, in great health, to being bedridden, and then into a coma, and then they deliver the last dose of poison, and they murder the little boy. We know his name. We know where it happened. We know their whole private wards of big pharma and big agriculture companies, and they don't use guinea pigs or rats. They actually murder children. That doesn't sound like it's true to me. It is. I couldn't believe it when we got Alberto Gonzalez's own Group of Three memos where he says we can pull fingernails out and table people into water and drown them, and if they die under pressure, it's not torture. Didn't matter if the White House released it. Didn't matter if it was in congressional testimony. Didn't matter if he got questioned on it. I still couldn't believe it that he would write memos like that. Then his deputy, John Yu, I'm always talking about because I can't believe it, puts out a memo saying, hey, we can torture small children in front of their parents sexually. We can put pliers on their genitalia and crush them. And then he gets questioned at a CFR meeting. It's being recorded. We even had the man that questioned him on. Even the CFR members are disgusted by it. And John Yu goes, yeah, we're allowed to do that. See, that doesn't compute. That Kim Jong-il is firing missiles at Japan and Hawaii and Alaska doesn't compute. That he has a 7-story pleasure palace and openly kidnaps women from Japan and South Korea and surrounding areas who he rapes and kills, and that he admits it and it's in major newspapers. He's proud of himself. He finally apologized. That they have death camps there where they stomp newborn babies to death and then eat them. I have trouble believing it. That the Chinese government openly advertises on government websites that they have, quote, fresh organs is hard to believe from political dissidents they've murdered. But you know what? It's true. I cannot believe it that 12 years ago when I learned of the plan for the American Union and read the documents, I couldn't believe it. And I still can't believe it. I mean, you heard Lou Dobbs when I played that CNN clip last week. He starts hesitating. He can't talk. He's going, I can't believe it. It's unbelievable. Even neocons like Glenn Beck get on TV and go, I can't believe it, but it's true. Yeah, that's right. It really is true. They really are killing America right now. It really is true. All of this is really happening. I'm sorry it's happening. Believe me. Everything I do is to try to stop it. And I guess we were never able to get her. They're doing last-minute attempts at injunctions, and there were some reports that the government, this is why my producer wanted to get her on right before they raid her at 2 o'clock our time, is when they told them they'd do it. And I know the government, and I tried to advise her that their order says today, and that they're big fat liars. Of course they're not going to show up at 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central, and they say they're probably there right now in Piscataway grabbing her land. And listen, you know why I get upset about this? I mean, my instinct is it's a nice family, good people, but I have empathy. And empathy doesn't mean you're some wimp. An empathy means, you know, when you see somebody else in trouble, why does a normal person not like that? Because you realize subconsciously that could be you. I mean, none of us are safe when they can just steal a family's land, not for back taxes, not even any excuse, not any reason. They just say, we're just taking it, and we're going to charge you for taking it. Clara Halper. I know we have listeners who said they were going out there. We have listeners listening in their cars right now. Can somebody call in from Piscataway? Can somebody in the next 2 hours before the show ends, 2 hours and 15 minutes and 40 seconds to be precise, Can somebody drive out there and let us know what's going on? And so many people I talk to go, well, Alex, they are. I see it in the paper. They're grabbing land like this every day. Why are you even covering them? I mean, there's nothing we can do. I mean, it's just one family. This is a microcosm. It's an example. Land of the free, home of the brave. And CPS, Child Protective Services, comes to New York families, mainly blacks, poor people. Gosh, it makes me so mad. And they say, we've got your 7-year-old, we're taking him, your 8-year-old. If you sign over these papers and agree to let us have him, we won't take your 2-year-old. That was in this one particular case. See, Stalin was right, evil person that he was, but he was right when he said that when one man dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 die, it's a statistic. So we focus in on that one little black boy or this one little family in Piscataway. And they take them and they kill them. And I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't know what to say anymore. People go, oh, that couldn't be true. Hey, listen, go research it. You'll find out it is. And I get emails. Every few weeks I'll spend an hour or so just scanning around on the web on message boards and stuff to see what people are saying about the show. And so many people say, well, you know, Alex Jones has had a lot of good info, but he gets upset on air sometimes. He yells on air sometimes. Maybe once a month I break down and cry on air. And, you know, he needs to be drier about it. He doesn't need to be so sensational. Folks, that's what anger is all about. You're not supposed to get upset about baseball or football or soccer and yell and scream about that. I mean, you've got this instinct to get angry and upset about real issues. And if the government openly grabbing children and testing pesticides and drugs on them till they kill them, innocent children in the open, does it freak you out? And does it make you want to yell and scream? And does it make you want to punch somebody in the face? There's something wrong. You're not ticking right. You know, could it be that I'm normal? Could it be that this is how we're supposed to behave? I mean, I've read a lot of history books and a lot of accounts of towns rising up and grabbing mayors and people. I mean, it seems like what I do is what people did in the past. It seems like getting mad about pure evil in your face. I mean, John, you saying our government can sexually torture children? I mean, I'm not supposed to be upset about that? I mean, listen, I live this stuff. I research this stuff. This is all I do. I've got stacks of it here, stacks of evil, stacks of open corruption right in front of me, and I don't even want to cover it. And I have empathy to this family in Piscataway right now having their land stolen. I have a sense of justice. And again, that's nothing special. I want justice. I don't want corrupt thugs. You know, I'm the type of guy who'd watch the old Western, a lot of them based on true stories, where the corrupt, you know, mayor's got his 20 thugs and they ride into the little ranch and they say, we're taking your land, and the daddy comes out and says, no, you're not, and they, you know, they gun him down. If you really read Western history, that happened a lot in this country. Then finally, locals would get sick of it more often than not, and they'd go deal with the sheriff. They'd go deal with the mayor. They'd hang them. Those they didn't gun down in the street. I mean, I'm the type of guy who rooted for the good guys in the corny Westerns. I mean, we have the exact same type of stuff going on. You know, we've aired newscasts here, not just video I've shot, but newscasts from North Carolina, California. And I've seen video of it as well, internal military videos and other videos shot by individuals. You know, the Marines, the Army, the National Guard have been training for at least a decade to, quote, take your land. They have role players screaming, I'm an American, don't take my land, with signs. And they'll open up on them with a heavy machine gun, with blanks. Our troops are being trained to mow down groups of Americans. Now, that doesn't freak you out. And if that doesn't let you know they've got a plan to take your private property, then I don't know. And there's all these millionaires listening right now. There's all these people that own big tracts of land. I know a lot of them listening right here in Austin, Texas. And you think they're not going to take your land? You got another thing coming. You're exactly who they're coming for. You're exactly what all this tyranny is about. It's so criminals can do whatever they want. See, that's what tyranny is. When criminals get control of government and get control of the PR machines, and they propagandize people. And in a lot of tyrannies, the people love it because they're dumbed down, they're stupid, they're brainwashed. I know there's still a lot of good Americans out there, but you've been too sappy, you've been too believing, you think the government is like you, you think the world lives inside your own head, you think that, well, because you wouldn't do something bad, somebody else would, and I'm telling you, stop being naive. I get these questions all the time. Well, how could people in the government be so ruthless and carry out 9/11? Then I can list 100-plus examples of where our government's openly done stuff like this in the past, and they go, well, I just can't believe it, I just can't believe it. What, you can't believe that serial killers grab five-year-old kids and cut their heads off? I mean, I can't believe it either, but it goes on. We'll come back, get into a bunch of other news. We got Greg Palast scheduled to join us from Mexico City on the Mexican election. We'll open the phones up today as well. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Every couple days we hear about some new Marine Corps Army massacre. And the neocons get on talk radio and spin it, make excuses about it. They're there to divert and distract you, okay, and make you think there's a left-right fight going on. It's all WWF theater. Or they'll talk good talk about immigration or Second Amendment, but then never criticize the Republicans who are really helping it all sail through. You know, Bush has had control of the legislative, the executive, the judicial for six-plus years now. Do you see any gun laws reversed? No. And the only one that was the Sullivan's ban, and Bush lobbied and pushed for that. Five USGIs charged in Iraq rape slay case. Rape slay. AP, four U.S. soldiers have been charged with rape and murder, and a fifth was of dereliction of duty and the alleged rape slaying of a young Iraqi woman and the killings of her relatives, the military said Sunday. The five were accused Saturday following an investigation into allegations that American soldiers from the 101st Airborne Division raped a teenager and killed her and three relatives at her home south of Baghdad. I remember 5 years ago seeing the Washington Times report that our government is hiring aggravated felons. And now 14% of the new Army recruits last year were below the minimum standard. And they are recruiting in the ghettos. They are recruiting in the worst areas by design. The tyrant will set criminals upon you. Support the troops. You know, support the filth. The five were accused Saturday following an investigation. Ex-soldier Stephen D. Green was arrested last week in North Carolina and has pleaded not guilty to one count of rape and four counts of murder. The U.S. statement said the five soldiers still on active duty will face an Article 32 investigation similar to a grand jury hearing in civilian law. The Article 32 proceeding will determine whether there is enough evidence to place them on trial. One of the soldiers was charged with failing to report the attack, but is not believed to have participated in it directly, the statement said. The names of the four soldiers were not released. The March 12th attack on the family was among the worst in a series of cases of U.S. troops accused of killing and abusing Iraqi civilians. U.S. officials are concerned the alleged rape slaying will strain relations with the U.S.-backed government and increase calls for changes in the agreement that exempts American soldiers from prosecution in Iraqi courts. And, folks, 3 years ago, we'd see articles in the British press where in front of American and British reporters, they would, in one case, blow a woman's head off just for fun. And the reporter from the Independent described how the mother's walking down the dirt road, and they're sitting there with a 50 caliber about a quarter mile away. And there's a little boy, a little three-year-old, holding her hand, and she's walking, and they say, "Watch me blow this bleeper's head off." And they hit her, the head blows up, the little child sits there, the mother falls down the road, the little baby starts crying. This is the type of trash that are going to be cops, SWAT team leaders. And the government does all of this by design. They know by bringing these type of people back here, putting them in, just like Stalin took people out of the prisons, the rapists, the murderers, and made them his head henchmen. That's America, ladies and gentlemen. They know exactly what they're doing. So from the best and most loved military to the most evil. And there's still good people in there, but they're leaving in droves to get away from this. Before I end this hour, Terror Storm, the emergency release edition, is out right now. Limited copies available of my new film. It really is my best work to date. Get your copy at InfoWars.com of Terror Storm, my other books and videos right now, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and download copies of it right now for 15 cents a day. So many great works there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Second hour with Greg Palast coming up.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.